He makes you feel that if you only had a little more time, you too might be an inventor. He has a humorous and poetic side too. His dominating passion is his love for children. He is never quite so happy as when he has a little deaf child in his arm. His labours in behalf of the deaf will live on, and bless generations of children yet to come. And we love him alike for what he himself has achieved, and for what he has evoked from others. During the 2 years I spent in New York, I had many opportunities to talk with distinguished people whose names I had often heard, but whom I had never expected to meet. Most of them I met first in the house of my good friend, Mr. Lawrence Hutton. It was a great privilege to visit him and dear Mrs. Hutton in their lovely home, and to see their library and read the beautiful sentiments and bright thoughts gifted friends had written for them. It has been truly said that Mr. Hutton has the faculty of bringing out in everyone the best thoughts and kindest sentiments. One does not need to read A Boy I Knew to understand him. The most generous, sweet-natured boy I ever knew, a good friend in all sorts of weather, who traces the footprints of love in the life of dogs as well as in that of his fellow men. Mrs. Hutton is a true and tried friend. Much that I hold most precious I owe to her. She has oftenest advised and helped me in my progress through college. When I find my work particularly difficult and discouraging, she writes me letters that make me feel glad and brave,